Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio's A Date with Destiny for Monday, September the 9th. I'm your host, Lisa M. Saunders, coming to you live from Baltimore, Maryland, as I will be doing every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This broadcast is being sponsored by Masterminds LLC, inspiring and empowering people to achieve a greater destiny and making it happen God's Way Incorporated. Once again, we have another very special show for you this evening, and I am pleased to have a couple of people with me tonight on the show, co-hosting with me, Miss Teresa Hamilton, who is the CEO and founder of Making It Happen God's Way. And also, we have tonight back with us from the week before last, Miss Angel Kangalee. Hello, ladies. How are you this evening?
Hello. Good. How are you?
I'm fine. Angel, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, wonderful. Now, I just want to ask you guys a quick question. Are you getting any feedback on your end before we get started?
No, I'm good. Are you hearing me good?
Yeah, can you hear everything well? Because I'm getting a little something on my end. But as long as you guys can hear me okay, we're good. We're going to roll this thing right on out.
Right. Okay, well, I can hear
you. Okay.
Okay, so we are excited about the show this evening and tonight's topic, which I know that everybody on this phone can relate to tonight, which is just breathe. We're going to talk about how important it is to recognize, just to pay attention to the way we breathe. So I can't wait to really start getting into that topic tonight. And for those of you who are tuning in via the computer, please click on the follow button on the left-hand side of the title so that you can receive updates on upcoming broadcasts and follow us on Twitter at Lise101. We are now available as a podcast, and we're excited about that, and it's free. So just go to the iTunes store, click on podcast, and type in A Date with Destiny. You can send me a message through this site if you would like to become a sponsor or to get more exposure for your literary work or business. You can send a message through my Facebook page, facebook.com/A Date with Destiny 101, or you can leave a message via my website, which is info@yourdestinyawaits.net. So, ladies, once again, welcome, welcome, welcome to another Monday evening with A Date with Destiny. I'm so honored and just excited to have you both on the show tonight. So, how have you been?
Well, I can start first with saying I think today's topic is great for me because it was one day where I really felt like I was losing my breath and really needed to breathe. So I can't wait
okay.
to delve into the topic.
Okay, Miss Angel, how have you been?
I've been good, and I can relate to what Teresa said, so I copied that as well.
Wonderful, girl. I think we all three can just take one, two, three. We're just going to do a big woo-sah. Okay, well, like I said, tonight's topic is breathe. So if you're listening in and feel compelled to call with a question or comment, that number is 347-237-4518. Once again, 347-237-4518. Our phone lines are open, and we would love to hear from you. The last time we were together, Angel was on the show with me, and we did a show about healing. And Angel, you offered up such a wonderful universal healing prayer. What a great time we had. And I must say, the inpouring of emails that came during that week letting me know how much they appreciated that show and how blessed they were because of it really made it all worthwhile. So a big, big thank you again, Angel, to you for sharing that with us and to everyone who tuned in. And let me know how that show blessed you. So keep the emails coming. We really love to hear from you. So we're just going to go ahead and get started. In the inhalation and exhalation, there is an energy and a lively divine spirit, since he, when I say he, I'm talking about God, through his spirit supports the breath of life, giving courage to the people who are in the earth and spirit to those who walk on it. During one of my recent meditations, it hit me that most of us really don't know how to breathe properly. We take our breath for granted. We don't really focus on our breath because it just comes so natural to us. It's just there. We only recognize it when it becomes irregular, whether from exercising or when we are having anxiety about this thing or that thing. It's only when our breathing becomes erratic that we take notice of it. But we fail to realize when we don't recognize our breath is that it is the deepest part of our soul. And it's in each breath that the only moment, really, that we only have that moment. So that's the real focus. And when we hone in on our breath like that, we are truly living in the now. So I really wanted to just delve into paying attention to our breath. Angel, do you meditate?
I do meditate, and it's very interesting when you were sharing that information. And I will be honest with you. I start out trying to pay attention to the breath, and then I lose focus from it. You know what I mean? And
yes.
when I am aware of it, it really does. It's a calming effect.
Yes.
I mean, it's like you can't really put words to it, but that's about the best way I can describe it. But yes, so yeah, and I do need to practice that to enhance and sharpen that skill, because it's a skill that you have to acquire. Like you say, we do it so naturally, and you know, and we don't think about it; it's just natural.
Yeah.
So to really think about it and really get into that moment of the breath, but it's an awesome feeling. So yes, so I can't wait to hear some more information about this.
Well, you know, it really, because like meditation, that's what meditation is all about. Meditation is about the breath, and it teaches us to focus on that breath. So like, let's say, for example, if you're not like, you know, meditating on purpose, you know, you're not in a room by yourself and you just said, okay, I'm going to set aside this time and I'm just going to meditate. I'm going to, you know, focus on my breath and, you know, just take this time to really, you know, go deep within the spiritual realm. But when you are not in that room by yourself, and let's say you're in a car and you're driving and traffic is just hectic, or you're trying to get someplace, you know, or whatever, that practice that you did while you were in the room helps when you're in a situation like you're in, you know, you're stuck in traffic or something is like, you know, all chaotic around you and everything just breaks loose at one time.
Yeah.
It brings you back to remembering to breathe. Breathing is the greatest pleasure in life. And it's so funny how we just take it for granted. Know what? And another thing that I found out is even with myself, if you stop and really think about like right now where you are, right? And you just like, okay, let's use you know, you're saying to yourself, okay, I'm just going to really kind of pay attention to my breath. Doesn't that seem really odd a little bit? It's
yes.
like, wow, I never
yes.
really,
yes.
like, recognized you before.
Right.
You're
exactly.
really there.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so, and they say that stress is basically, I read this quote somewhere where it says, stress is basically a disconnection from the earth, a forgetting of the breath. Stress is an ignorant state. It believes that everything is an emergency. Nothing is that important. And they say, just lie down and breathe. And then they say, and then there's another quote that I loved, which said, inhale and God approaches you. Hold the inhalation and God remains with you. Exhale and you approach God. Hold the exhalation and surrender to God. So I love that, because if you just right now, wherever you are, just stop and take a moment and just take a nice deep breath in, just breathe in all the way to your top, to the top of your head, and hold it. And just think, in, I'm breathing in. And then just take a nice, slow, deep breath out. And when you think out, I'm breathing out, nothing else can come between that. Right now, that's truly living in the moment. Because when you're consciously aware of it and you're consciously saying to yourself, okay, I'm breathing in and I'm breathing out, nothing else, all of the stress just kind of starts to melt away. And you do that a couple of times until your stress level has completely just disappeared.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. It's just amazing how that works. We get so ensconced in our everyday life that we just don't pay attention to how we breathe.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you would think that that's something just so easy and simple to do.
Right.
But we forget.
Exactly.
I had a friend
yeah.
one time. We were in a group setting one time, and I remember it was funny at the time, but then it was like one of those things that make you go, hmm. This particular young lady was like, you know, we were all talking and everything. All of a sudden she said, you know, she stopped everybody. She said, wait a minute. And we looked at her, and she was like, I just forgot to breathe. And we were like, huh? So, you know, I don't know if that's ever happened to anybody else, but when you really start to focus and pay attention, it just feels so exhilarating, and it does bring you to a place of peace.
Mm-hmm, it does.
So I see we kind of lost Teresa a little bit, so maybe she'll call back in a few seconds, the call is dropped. But I wanted to talk about another thing, too, as far as stress and what it does for you and the anger, when we get angry with people, and how breathing can even help you in those moments. One of the spiritual gurus who I absolutely just adore and love, I read all of his books. The man is just phenomenal. He's a Buddhist monk, and his name is Thich Nhat Hanh, and he was on the Oprah Show. And he was also awarded the Nobel Peace Prize, and he was a friend of Dr. Martin Luther King's and all of that. But he is just a phenomenal, if you ever really want to get deep into like the meditation or the breathing or just knowing how to stay in the now, read some of his books. And he said something that was so profound, and I just want to share that with everybody. He says, it is best if we do not listen to or look at the person whom we consider to be the cause of our anger. Like a fireman, we have to pour water on the blaze first and not waste time looking for the one who set the house on fire. Breathing in, you're saying, I know that I'm angry. Breathing out, I know that I must put all my energy into caring for my anger. So we avoid thinking about the other person, and when we refrain from doing or saying anything, as long as our anger persists, if we put all our mind into observing our anger, we will avoid doing any damage that we may regret later. So in other words, when you are in the moment, the heat of, like, you know, anger, with someone, or someone has ticked you off, someone has cut you off in traffic, on your job, you know, people just acting all crazy. Your boss has done lost their minds, and, you know, or someone in your family has said something to you that's really hurtful. You know, before we strike back and lash out, we need to stop and take that breath.
Mm-hmm.
We need to breathe. We need to really focus and breathe, because what it does is it puts you in touch with your innermost being. And I can't stress enough how that thing really, really works. And the more you study and really, like, delve deep into the breath, it's just amazing, because, again, we just take it for granted. It's just like walking or talking or blinking or whatever. We just take it for granted.
Yeah.
But breathing, if you do it properly and if you just take the time to just focus on it, you will find that it brings you so much peace. Like, for example, for us ladies who get our nails done, or I know someone just recently got a pedicure, you know, when you're sitting there and other people are working on you or giving you service or whatever, take that time, you know, just to breathe, focus on your breathe. Don't just breathe, you know, just but think about your breath and watch what it does for you. It's just, it's a blessing. So, Teresa, do you have anything that you want to add on to that?
Yeah. Well, first of all, Lisa, I want to stop by thanking you, because earlier this morning when I spoke with you, you told me to take a few minutes of my time out and do some breathing exercises. You said it doesn't have to be long, but make sure you breathe in very deeply and breathe out. Now, those of you who know me know I'm very pretty calm. It takes a lot to get me stressed out. It really does. I think that that's a strength of mine, is handling stress. Well, today was one of those days where I literally said, I'm stressed out, which I never do. I never say that. And I said it, and I said, as I said I was stressed out, I said, wait a minute. What did Lisa tell you to do today? She said, just breathe. And I started right there in the middle of traffic trying to get to the new stadium for the Redskins game. I just started breathing. And do you know, not only did the breathing help me feel better, but as I was going to pick up my son from school, it was as if the traffic parted.
Oh, wow. See?
So for me, it was a double blessing, because not only did I say, and I just said, relax, everything is as it should be, just relax, don't get stressed out anymore.
Yeah.
Once I started, it was like everything started to happen in clockwork. And when I was coming back, I had a little bit of traffic. But other than that, I felt like, what if I had not taken her words today? What if I had not breathed?
Right.
So how would you know, that's what I'm telling your audience today, is how critical it is for us to take in and to really stop ourselves from the rat race. For me, because I'm a business owner, I rarely have to go out the house, and when I do, I'm never in traffic. So there are a number of people who do have to go out the house on a daily basis, and I'm like, my at least thing I'm pleasant at is dealing with traffic. But the breathing exercises really do work, I'm here to tell you. So I would highly encourage every one of your listeners to really take that in and use it, and, you know, just work up to making it a habit.
Well, you know what? First, before I go on with that, I want to thank you. But I also want to offer my condolences to you. Teresa lost her father about a week and a half ago, and she has really been going through, as you know, anybody has dealt with death of someone that is close to us. She has really endured a lot within the last couple of weeks. So I'm just really glad that you're here with us tonight, and I just want to put that out there publicly that we, and when I say we, I'm saying the whole Date with Destiny, and I know my listeners, offer their condolences to you and your family, Teresa.
Yes, and also I just want to thank you, because we did have a memorial service for my dad, and Lisa, you did a phenomenal job of delivering that memorial message to our family and friends. So we want to also again thank you for doing a wonderful job. And soon, in addition to Lisa's other task duties, description, position, occupation, I'm looking for her to be, I know she's ordained, but a minister who's really fully executing her gift. And that's what came out of that meeting, is really understanding that you have a myriad of gifts. And so I thank you for helping us during that time.
No problem. That's what love, spreading the love, is all about. And I just want everybody to know I love both of these ladies on this phone tonight, sharing with us today, because we each have our own special gifts that we share with, you know, the world pretty much. And, you know, it takes a lot. It takes a lot to just stretch yourself out there. And to put yourself out there, it takes a lot of strength and courage to do that. So I'm just honored to be in the presence of both of you, and I thank you again for sharing this time with me as we talk and share with our listening audience. And, you know, I something else came to me today as I was researching for this particular topic. And, it, you know, I didn't look at it. This was like a great way of looking at this whole breathing thing. I read that it says, I've been thinking about something for a long time, and I keep noticing that most human speech, if not all human speech, is made with the outgoing breath. Okay, so just think about that for a second. We all, you know, can agree to that, right? So, but this is the strange thing about presence and absence. When we breathe in, our bodies are filled with nutrients and nourishment. Our blood is filled with oxygen, our skin gets flush, and our bones get harder. They get compacted. Our muscles get toned, and we feel very present when we're breathing in. The problem is that when we're breathing in, we can't speak. So presence and silence have something to do with each other.
Wow.
Isn't that deep?
That's
yeah. Right. Yeah, so it's like we take our breath for granted and we don't even realize the benefit or the health benefits that it affords us because we just, again, we just don't really recognize it. We just continue to go on about our daily lives and we don't even recognize what a gift it is to be alive and to be like, okay, I can breathe. I have fresh air that I can take in. You know, and you know what else they said? They say that when you do that, your breath is connected to your heart. So you know how the saying in the Bible goes, so whatever is in your heart, whatever man thinketh, so is he. You know, wherever your heart is connected to God, and when you pray, it's just your heart. It talks about your heart. Well, each breath that you take in, you are breathing in your thoughts. And where do your thoughts drop? Where do they go? They go straight to your heart, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you're consciously aware and you're thinking about your breath, then wouldn't it behoove you to start thinking like positive thoughts? Like, for example, I was telling you earlier, Teresa, like when you breathe in, you could say something like, okay, when you first start out for beginners, you know, all you need to do is start out with, like, when you breathe in, just say in. And then when you breathe out, you just say out. You breathe in, you say in, you breathe out. So then once you got that down, you can, you know, think of something else, like taking a positive affirmation. Like, for example, when you breathe in, you can say, God is, or God is good. And then when you let your breath out all the time, God is good all the time. And you can always take anything, and just breathe it in, thinking positive, and breathing out, thinking positive, because what you're breathing in, you're taking into your heart. So just imagine you a normal, typical day for any of us, and the way we just kind of ignore our breath and all the stuff that we're thinking and we're breathing in and out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You know, that's and just kind of waste.
Right. And I can honestly, I guess for me, because I was, I guess, so stressed out today, which I'm normally not, but the day which tells you that God is always looking out for you and he'll give you a word. How do we even start talking about breathing and breath exercises. But I can tell you something happened. I know something happened. And the reason why I know, because my mood was so foul, so not good, so stressed
yeah.
out. I was just, I got to do this, I got to do that, then I got to run here, and now I got to deal with traffic. And I'm just thinking, and then soon all I heard was you say, take a breath and breathe
yeah.
in. And then
yeah.
out. After I did that like 3 or 4 times, it was as if all of that wavy stuff had left. And then the
yeah.
things that I accomplished, I don't know how they happened, but they got done in record amount of time, more so than I had anticipated. So I
right.
really think, and Lisa, what I'd like to do, if you don't mind, is really do a real exercise now with the listeners. To show
okay.
how it's done with you. I would love for you to do that because I just found it so valuable.
Right. Well, this is we can do that, and I want to share because I shared an exercise with you earlier, something that I do,
okay.
because I have to remind myself as well sometimes because, you know, life just kind of gets in the way and you forget.
Yeah.
So what I've done was I took set an alarm for myself on my phone, right? And I found these really beautiful chimes or bells, meditative, you know, like water, and it's just like one of those really calming meditative sounds. And I set my clock for 8 o'clock in the morning, so, you know, when 8 o'clock comes, you know, I stop whatever it is I'm doing, if I'm brushing my teeth at the time, if I'm in the car, whatever. And I'm like, okay, it's time for me to breathe. I have to remember just to take that breath. And when you're taking that breath, in your mind you can say, okay, when I'm taking this breath, I'm honoring myself. I'm honoring God. I'm remembering that I'm worthy. I'm remembering that I am love. So that's 8 o'clock, and then 1 o'clock it happens again. So whatever I'm doing, I stop. And I just take it, even if it's a minute. It doesn't have to be long. Just a minute.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then there's another one that comes on at 8 o'clock. So I have 8 o'clock in the morning, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and 8 o'clock at night, 3 times in the day that my alarm goes off. And that just makes me feel so much better. So what
mm-hmm.
I want to do right now is just to kind of, like you said, let's just do it. Let's just walk through it.
Okay.
It's just as simple. So for the beginners, and this is just for everybody who, you know, to get us used to focusing on our breath, you just right now just take a deep breath in, and as you're inhaling all the way to the top of your head, just take a deep breath and just say, breathe in. Just right now, just breathe in all the way to the top of your head. Deep breath. Hold it for like a second or two. Just hold it. And then in your mind, say, breathe out, and just slowly let it out. Do it again. Breathe in. All the way to the top of your head and just say, breathe in. Now breathe out. Just let it go. And one more time. We're going to do it one more time. Breathe in. And breathe out. Now doesn't that feel good?
Yeah. I'm so relaxed. Like I could take a nap.
I know, right?
It does.
I know.
Yeah, it really relaxes you. And I have
it really,
to add something.
Yeah.
I have
Go ahead,
to
Daniel.
Add something to what you were stating before, Lisa, when you were quoting, I can't remember the person's name, but when they were talking
mm-hmm.
about the breath and how it's tied to the heart with positive energy, negative
mm-hmm.
energy, or
mm-hmm.
positive thoughts. Before
mm-hmm.
you even got to that, and I tell you, God is good because he was also tying it into, you know, when in the Bible, when he breathed the breath of life in us.
Mm.
And also we have the power of life and death in our tongue. So life and
right.
death, is, you know, it means positive or negative. You know, positive
right.
is life, negative is death. So, and like you say, and then what a man think of or what is in his heart. So all of it ties in together. So the
yes.
breath is life. The breath is positivity. So inhaling
yes.
that breath is positive. Exhaling is releasing all of that negative energy. So another
yes.
thing for the beginner meditators can do, and I'm not, even though I meditate, but I still put myself in that category of the beginner.
Yeah.
the beginner.
Mm-hmm.
But even, you know, when you were saying how to when just breathe in, just think of breathing in and breathing out. Then, Jen, you can also just say, you know what, I breathe in all positive, things of the light, things of God.
Yes.
And then when I exhale, I breathe out all negative energy that
negative.
Has itself in my
yes.
mind heart. Just get
yes,
rid of it.
Yes, exactly. That, and that's so true, especially in the times when you're stressing out. You know,
yeah.
you want to breathe out all of that negative stuff that's trying to be deposited into your spirit. And you know what,
yeah.
Angel, that is such an excellent point. When God breathed life,
yeah.
you know, life into the very existence.
Yeah.
Here's something else that I wanted to share is regarding to the heart, breathing in the heart. That you know that our breathing is the inhaling and exhaling of air, right? We all know that.
Uh-huh.
The organ that serves for this is the lungs that lie around the heart, so that the air passing through them thereby envelopes our heart. And we don't even, like when we breathe, when you breathe, you don't think about your heart, right?
No.
We don't think about anything. We just keep thinking
no.
about whatever's twirling around in our head. You know,
yeah.
just spinning thoughts.
Yeah.
So thus breathing is a natural way to the heart. And so having collected your mind within you, lead it into the channel of breathing through which air reaches the heart, and together with this inhaled air, force your mind to descend into the heart and to remain there. So, like, think about that. So when you're, you know, and as you do this and continue to advance in it, when you take that breath in, think about your heart. Think about the, you know, your how you feel on the inside, because it's connected.
Uh-huh.
And, okay, here's another thing. So when you're angry or when things are running all willy-nilly and you've got this anxiety about you, what happens to your heart?
It starts to race.
Mm-hmm.
It races,
mm-hmm.
your blood pressure can raise,
mm-hmm.
then you get that nervousness in your stomach, which I hate.
mm-hmm.
So all of
mm-hmm.
those things, because your body is in the mode of, like, if it's in a fear mode, it's protecting itself because everything is so heightened, and it feels
yeah.
like, okay, it's a lot of stress, so it's fear, and we've got to protect the body, and it's overworking
yes.
itself when it doesn't really need to.
There you go. And now that you know, and we're going to focus on our breath, that can just wipe all that away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
At that moment, that anxiety, it has to. It just, it cannot live in the same space with that breath. It just
no.
can't.
Uh-uh.
So that's why I say, you know, for me, as a reminder, because we do get busy day in and day out, and it's so easy to forget. So for me, the reminders have really helped me. I've been doing it, I think I started it on Friday or Saturday, one of those days, and it's just been excellent. I can't even stress to you how, you know, it's just been a blessing. And I meditate. I mean, I'm a, you know, meditator every day.
Uh-huh.
And even for me, I still have to sometimes remind myself to take those deep breaths. There's a woman, Sylvia Plath, Plath, and one of her quotes I came upon the other day, and she says, I took a deep breath and listened to the old bray of my heart, which says, I am, I am, I am. Isn't that deep? So, you know, that's another thought, that as you're breathing in, you're listening. She said, I listen to the bray of my heart. I listen to the call of my heart. And when you do that, you do hear your inner being much better than you would if you were just kind of just going all willy-nilly and not thinking about it at all.
Mm-hmm.
Because for me, I believe that's where the heart is, where the spirit lies. The heart is where God is. The I
yeah.
am, I
mm-hmm.
am, I am.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yes, that is awesome.
Yeah. So I just thought it was kind of important to, you know, talk about this so that we can, because, I mean, you know, you turn on the news and you're always seeing all this this killing and this and the that, and then we want to go to war. And it's like all the time there's always something, you know. So what do we do for ourselves? When do we take that time to really focus in on our inner being?
Right. And what I'm learning, Lisa, in reading is that it's a discipline, you know. It's a discipline and a practice. And I always tell people, if I'm looking at my life today, the disciplines I've put in play now, they may not be where I want to be, but I can look back and see I'm certainly not where I used to be. And that I always want the listeners to know, because they'll look at someone like you or Angel, and they're like, wow, how did they, you know, they seem so together. They seem like they got it all. They seem like nothing bothers them. And things do still bother us, but we have put in disciplines by reading, by studying, by really, as you said, Lisa, being in touch with that inner being or that inner person that has helped and strengthened us to do better today than we did yesterday.
Yes.
That's right. That's right. And Angel, you can speak to this a little bit, because really when you do Reiki, you know, doesn't breathing, isn't that a big part of that too?
You know what? It can be, yes. And I know that, you know, for, let's just say, the recipient, because everyone, you know, once they're receiving a healing treatment, I truly believe that, you know, spirit and the energy guides them and tells them and leads them pretty much to do whatever is needed to facilitate their healing. But but you're absolutely right. And then as when for me who gives Reiki, a lot of times I do take those cleansing breaths. And sometimes it's weird because I'm so led by the spirit while I'm doing it. I'm not even aware. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I'm doing it until, you know, but then like you just brought it to my remembrance, like, yeah, I do take those but
yeah,
I'm not really,
you
know, conscious, you know, of it. But yeah, and you know, and you and Teresa had made such a good point about discipline. That is so true, you know, and isn't it amazing? And I'm preaching to myself, listeners, okay? It's really probably more so for me than you all. But it really takes discipline. It's so easy to just be lazy and not use the tools that we have and the knowledge that we have to make ourselves better, healthier, spiritually healthy. It's like, you know, okay, all I want to do is just lay around and watch TV or be a calculator or what have you, you know, then versus meditating, then versus the breathing. And it does, and it takes an effort. And, you know, and any, you know, and it kind of ties into, you know, how when we were growing up and our parents would always tell us and instill in us, you know, anything worth having, you got to work hard for it.
Yeah.
Well, guess what?
Yeah.
We got to work hard for our peace. We got to work hard for our tranquility.
Woo.
But the beauty of it is we're not really working hard. It's just being disciplined and making up our minds to do it. That's the work, making up our minds to do it daily.
Yes. And, you know, and that's a very valid point. Let's talk about that for a second. Our minds. Why is it that we feel, you know, we just allow our minds to run all over the place? You know, when we can really, we have the power to control that thing, but we don't.
Yeah.
We just would rather wallow in self-pity or wallow in whatever it is, you know, and just let that thing just continue to just go crazy.
Yeah.
What is that?
It takes no effort. It takes no effort to do that. That's why.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It takes no effort on our part, no work on our part. It's just come what may, and that's how we handle it or go through those emotions. But to change that cycle, it's work, you know what I mean? And, you know, hey, I got to do this. I got a family. I got a job. I got A, B, and C to do. I have community activities. When I come home, I don't want to work anymore.
Right.
Important work. That is the most important work that we can do, though. So we can't be good for our family, and we can be good for the community events, whatever things that we're a part of, the job and all of that. Isn't it crazy?
Yes. And, you know, and Teresa, we said it earlier, too, and I say this all the time. It's a muscle. You know, it's a muscle that we have to exercise and we have to work at it. And I know that a lot of us don't like to exercise anymore, you know, because it's like, we exercise in our mind. I can see myself doing those jumping jacks. But to physically do them, really? You know, but okay, so I can get with that. But your peace, that peace, that peace is worth more than gold.
Yes. And
if you don't do anything else for yourself, do that.
Yeah,
because it's so worth it. I mean, okay, here's another example. You know, we all have people in our lives that can, if you allow them to, make you go crazy. You know, or we know someone, you know, whether it's in your family, whether it's a friend, whatever, you know someone that if you allow them to, they would take you there, right?
Yeah.
I mean, okay, so that... working that muscle, you know, that spiritual muscle, even just recognizing your breath and your breathing, it can just really, that all that can just dissipate.
Yeah.
It really helps you to like, I don't want to say ignore so much, but yeah, we do ignore, but it helps us to gather our thoughts. So, and it brings us back to our center. So that we are not, you know, just because someone else is being malicious towards you, it allows you, it gives you that time to gather yourself so that you're not now dragged into their drama or dragged down into the gutter. You know what I mean? So that breath, just breathing, just take that minute to, because you can't take words back. You know, you can't take them back once they're out there.
No, you can't. And that is so true. And this is another good thing that came to me when you were talking about how people can drain us. I have one of those in my life, and I talked to that person today. And I didn't really tie it into so much the breathing because I didn't even think about the breath today. But you can still tie this into the breath, breathing in and out, when you are dealing with someone that just riles you up or tries to lay guilt or whatever it is that they're trying to do. And this is something else that's good for the listeners to do if you're dealing with that type of a person that's just draining you. So as you're breathing in, visualize the person and visualize have a way that makes sense to you, like maybe threads, like a little thin thread that connects that person to you. And any negativity that thread represents as you're breathing in, you're saying, I release that cord, I break that cord. It's an emotional cord. And if it's negative, we don't need it. And then breathe out and just say, and I dispel all that negative. So whatever that person, if it was a guilt trip or just riled your feathers or just got on your last nerve and feels like they're about to turn your whole day around, no, they don't have the power because you're taking your power back in the breath and breaking those emotional cords.
I love
and
it.
Just visualize
taking your power
thread.
Back. Yes. I love that, Angel. That is so, that is good. Taking your power back. Because, okay, so you know, you already know that you, where your power lies, because we all have those days where we're just feeling great, like the sunny, even if it's raining, the sun is shining, and we just feel so good. We're feeling on top of the world, you know, and you have those days. So you already know that your power, you know where your power is, you're feeling good, you're in a great spiritual place, you're just great, just wonderful. And then those days come, what you just said, Angel, where someone just takes that and just says, okay, whoop, I'm just flipping, just going to flip you like a pancake. And now it's like if you allow it to, it can just like turn your whole world upside down.
Yes.
That breath.
Yeah,
that breath can help you to, like you said, take your power back, keep that power, because you really, really know who you are and whose you are.
And
when you have that, nobody can turn you around.
Exactly.
So it's so important, again, that breath, Sometimes I just, I will tweet something, and just one word, breathe. Every now and then, I just tweet it, breathe. Or I'll put it on my Facebook page, just breathe. Because we forget to breathe. You're breathing. Right. But no, you forget to breathe.
And I think, Lisa, we are reading this book, which is phenomenal, and I know we're probably going to talk about it in an upcoming show called E-Squared, correct? And
yeah,
one of the
E-Squared.
Things that it talks about, and I know Angel with Reiki, it talks about our energy. And I think that the breathing really does a job. And one of the things that this book reiterates is the power is that we're all energy and matter. And mainly the energy, whatever we do for ourselves good, it like attracts like. So we're doing positive things like breathing, helping our heart, helping our state of mind, being at peace, learning how to control our tongue. Then what happens is cyclically, everything that is peaceful, good, just like I said, when I did the breathing exercises, it was like, you know how they say God parted the Red Sea. That's how I felt the traffic. I told my sister because I was calling to pick up my son. I cannot believe what has happened to the traffic. Why? Because I determined in myself to breathe. And the other thing I wanted to say is that when we're trying to move forward and doing things, it helps to have good people around you, good positive friends. Because what if I had not spoken to you today or I could have spoken to someone else? You know, I probably would have compounded my situation. So, Angel and Lisa, I know you guys are very good at and wisdom and such Christ and God-centeredness in us. And so, but when that happens and you have good friends around, you can really, they can help you through or put into practice or into play those things that you need to help you lead a better life.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. I love that. And that is so true. And I believe, Angel, that like in the upcoming Reiki sessions or attunements, you know, it would be good to do a, you know, teaching about breathing, you know, just teaching people about their breath. There's another quote that I thought that was so awesome. It was like when I read it, it just smacked me square between the eyes and the heart. And it says, ancient lovers believed a kiss would literally unite their souls because the spirit was said to be carried in one's breath.
Mm.
Oh, let me read that again. That was just so deep.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Ancient lovers believed a kiss would literally unite their souls because the spirit was said to be carried in one's breath. Isn't that beautiful?
I believe that, yeah, and I believe that. I believe that.
Yeah.
Believe
and, you know, and doing my angel study, not you, Angel, but the angels, angels, although you are a true angel, but the ones in the other realm, you know, doing my study on angels, you know, they say that when you really want to contact the angels or you want to speak to the angels, they always say, everything that I've read, they always say, take that deep breath. Just breathe in. Take that deep breath. Take a couple of deep breaths before you even try to reach out to them. And then when you exhale and then you inhale deeply and you exhale, because you're quieting your mind. That's what it does. So that you can hear. I guess it's so important because I know for several times, I mean, things have happened. Teresa, I've shared some things with you that blew my mind. I'm like, whoa. You know, it really, really works. Because we have to remember, and this is something else that we forget, because life just continues to just, if we allow it, it just gets in our way. And we get in our own way. But we have to remember who we are. When I say that, I mean we are spiritual beings. Spiritual beings living a human experience. Not human beings living a spiritual experience. Okay? We're spiritual beings. So therefore, that to me, that's something special. That's magical. That's mystical.
Yes,
you know,
yes,
but we don't even pay attention to that. We just allow the human side of us, the physical side of us, just to take control. The ego, it just goes crazy.
It does. It really does.
So something as easy as breathing will bring you back to who you truly are.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep. You're re-remembering.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, exactly. It's like an awakening.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I just really, 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 really encourage everybody to just, you know, really think about that. Do some research on your own.
Okay.
If you need to, set alarms for yourself like I did. It works for me. Something else may work for you. I don't know. But find something.
Right.
And give it a try. Try it for 7 days. Try it for 7 days. Literally, like, you know, and then keep a journal. You know, keep a breathing journal or whatever you want to call it and just mark it down. It doesn't have to be long. I'm not even going to put a time limit on it. It's as long as you want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say this. If you feel your stress level after you've done it, say like for 3 or 4 breaths, you know, or for a minute or whatever, if your stress level is still there, like let's do a rating scale from 0 to 10. If you are still stressing, like, say it's 7. Okay, you do your breathing. Okay, you breathe, you breathe, you breathe. Now you've brought it down to, say, a 3. You've reevaluated it. Get it down to the 0.
Wow.
Do it until your anxiety or whatever it is, and then you can look at your, you know, you can open up your eyes and you can say, okay, where am I now? And if you're still stressing or tripping or whatever, do it again.
Mm-hmm.
It's free.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Well, I like the idea of the alarm reminder, so I'm gonna piggyback on that. So I'm gonna do that. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
I like
and
that.
And let me know how it works for you. Let me know how it works for you.
Yeah.
Because I just found it to be very soothing, very soothing. I'm like, oh, when it goes off, and I forget that I set the daggone alarms, right? All of a sudden my phone starts hearing this thing. I'm like, what is that? And I'm like, oh, that's right. Okay, breathe in, breathe out. So, yeah, let us know. So, ladies, we have gotten down. I mean, we're counting down. Now, before I go into the last part of the show, do you have anything else that you would like to add?
I would like to add something. Oh, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Teresa.
No, I didn't. I'm good.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to say when Teresa was sharing her thoughts and she was saying how it's important to have, you know, positive people around. And it just was dropped in my spirit, you know, for any listener who may not have the luxury of having positive people in your core, you know, group or your
mm-hmm.
center. Just pray. Ask God or your higher power, the angels, to send you positive people, like-minded people, people that can pour into you as well as you pour
mm-hmm.
into them, and God will send those people to you. You're never alone.
Yeah.
You're never, never alone, never alone. And just open up
awesome.
Your mind. Don't envision how that those people, that community will come to you. Just be open to receive however God and the universe sends them to you.
Yeah.
Awesome. I love
excellent.
That. Awesome.
Excellent.
Thank you, Angel, so much for that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
so we're down to that part. I will leave you with this. When the compulsive striving away from the now ceases, the joy of being flows into everything you do. The moment your attention turns to the now, you feel a presence, a stillness, a peace. You no longer depend on the future for fulfillment and satisfaction. You don't look to it for salvation. Therefore, you are not attached to the results. Neither failure nor success has the power to change your inner state of being. You have found the life underneath your life situation. Breath is the bridge which connects life to consciousness, which unites your body to your thoughts. Recognizing your breath is a simple yet profound way to create a healthy body, a stress-free mind, and a peaceful sense of well-being. Find a place where you are alone. Train yourself in the following way. When you breathe in, experience breathing in. When you breathe out, be fully conscious that you are breathing out. If you cherish and practice this, it will bear great fruit. Whatever you are doing and wherever you are, you will find steadiness, calm, and concentration if you become conscious of your breathing. So that concludes our show for this evening. I want to thank everyone for tuning in with us this evening. A shout out to my family who are always loving and supporting me, and also to my friends and colleagues in all of my social networking sites. Once again, a big, big, big thank you to Teresa Hamilton and to Miss Angel Kangalee for coming on and sharing your wisdom with us. For knowledge is power. And when we know better, what, ladies?
We do better.
Yes.
Woohoo! Also, don't forget to stop by my website, yourdestinyawaits.net, to get some extra motivation and inspiration. And like us on Facebook at facebook.com/adatewithdestiny101. And you can follow us on Twitter at LYSE101. We will be back on Monday, September the 16th, at 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. So your mission, ladies and gentlemen, if you choose to accept it, is take the necessary time to do a true self-evaluation, seek God, and learn how to love yourself first, because after all, you owe it to yourself to know yourself. Once again, I'm Lisa M. Saunders, and thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio's A Date with Destiny. Peace and abundant blessings, everyone.
May the angels protect you, trouble neglect you, and heaven accept you when it's time to go home. May you always have plenty, your glass never empty, and know in your belly you're never alone. May your tears come from laughing, you find friends worth having, with every year passing, they mean more than gold. May you ever stay humble, smile more than grumble, and know when you stumble, you're never alone. Never. The cold winds won't blow, so when hard times have found you, and your fears surround you, wrap my love around you, you're never alone.